A Texas-based company will begin drilling for oil in Cook Inlet next year using extended-reach drill rigs. Blue Crest Energy plans to drill from shore about 6 miles north of Anchor Point. KBBI's Quinton Chandler reports.
Blue Crest held three meetings in the three communities closest to the proposed site, Ninilchik, Anchor Point, and Homer. Blue Crest plans to drill onshore wells, some as deep as 25,000 feet straight down and 2.5 miles out beneath the ocean floor to tap the reserves in the cosmopolitan fields.
We are not drilling offshore for oil. All of the oil development is from an onshore land rig.
Larry Burgess, the health, safety, and environmental manager for Blue Crest, says drilling from shore will leave very little risk of spills in the inlet. Although onshore drilling was far more welcome than the prospect of offshore wells, Anchor Point and Homer residents still had concerns.
Ken Lewandowski, I live in Cottonwood Subdivision, which is in the backyard, the side yard of the Starisky plant that they plan on building.
Lewandowski says there's only one road in and out of his subdivision where Blue Crest plans to drill. Lewandowski says living in that home was originally part of his retirement plan, but after learning about the Cosmopolitan project, he's looking for an exit strategy. He wants Blue Crest to compensate all four homeowners in the subdivision for the inconvenience.
You know, I spoke with this gentleman, Larry, a couple minutes ago, and he assured me that we're going to sit down again, and I'm looking forward to our next meeting.
Other big concerns during the meeting included fire danger, spill prevention, noise, water use, and mode of transportation. Burgess was prepared with an answer for nearly every issue, but no answer could stem worry over the risk of trucking oil. Burgess says there are only three real options to get the oil from the plant up to the Tesoro refinery in Nikiski: by truck, by ship, and by pipeline.
If we have one barge running up and down Cook Inlet once or twice a week, that's much less traffic with oil moving than if we're running four or five trucks a day. But on the other hand, we're looking at, you know, around 400 barrels per truck as opposed to 50,000 barrels in a barge.
Blue Crest would rather risk the 400 barrels on the road. A pipeline was the most popular option at both meetings. It's the safest and most efficient mode of transport, but it's also expensive. Blue Crest plans to eventually produce about 17,000 barrels per day, and Burgess says that's nowhere near enough to justify a pipeline to Nikiski. Reporting from Anchor Point and Homer, I'm Quinton Chandler.